New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in to The Business Alchemist. If you are new, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're with me for a while, thank you so much for coming back. As you know, this is a business podcast, but we also talk about serving with spirit. I'm a firm believer that anything we do in our life, in our career, really stems from how we operate and connect with our inner higher self. I wanted to share something so powerful. I get messages all the time and people keep asking how to connect with their higher self in order to serve and become their highest version. So I want to share with you a meditation that Spirit actually guided me through and helped me months ago, when I really was at that crossroad where I knew I was really meant for more. I felt like I was doing a lot. And for some reason, I also felt stuck. And I remember doing this beautiful morning routine. I sat down, I wrote all the things I'm grateful for, and then I decided to meditate. And I sometimes allow my body and spirit to help me move and help me meditate. Sometimes I really am the observer and I let things come to me. And I was sitting very still, and for a moment, Spirit said, "Turn your head to the left." And just to give you some reference and maybe a visual, I was sitting Indian style with my hands in prayer. And Spirit said to me, "Turn your head to the left." And I turned my head all the way to the left and I held that position. And in that moment, Spirit said, "Acknowledge your past. Visualize, you know, maybe some of the traumatic things you have been through," and they kind of were going very quickly. There are certain moments in everyone's life that we can remember very fast. We know what they are. We know what and who have hurt us. And that's what was happening as I was looking to my left. And then Spirit said, "Slowly turn your head to the right." And as I was turning my head to the right, from left to right, I was imagining this golden light. For some reason, for me, gold came through. Maybe for you, something else will come through. And as I turned and held my neck all the way to my right, Spirit said, "Preview and look at your higher self." And I know what she looks like. I know what she feels like. And I held this vision of her, and then I asked the question of, what can help me bridge the gap? How can I, from this moment, in this version, get to that version of what I see in my mind? And by the way, that in itself is a very good question for you to ask in meditation. You will be given the answer. My answer is something I want to share with you because I feel like it's something many of us might have. My answer was my pace. Let me explain. When I say my pace, Spirit was guiding me to understand that during the day, when I'm thinking and acting quickly, I am thinking and acting quickly from my old programming. I'm not being present and building from future self. Let me explain. Let's say throughout the day, I'm operating on auto, and auto has habits from past experiences. Perfect example for me personally could be if I was not eating enough in the day, operating on busyness from meeting to meeting without slowing down, then would come that moment in the day where I was hungry and I would eat quickly whatever it was that I can have access to. And for me, it may not have been the healthiest options because it was everything I was used to, right? So when my pace was fast, that meant I was on auto, not actually consciously choosing to reshape, right? And I want to share that because many of you might feel that, and that's where the guilt comes from. Guilt for me always was, or this is what guilt felt like to me. I know better, but I didn't choose better. And that guilt used to really bother me and eat me up from the inside when I would do something from auto. Maybe it was a reaction to a situation through my old belief system. Maybe it was eating, whatever it was, my pace when it was fast, the reaction was from the old programming. It wasn't a response from the conscious higher version of me. So I wanted to share that because I need you guys to really understand we're all operating on auto. And until we start changing, you know, muscle habits and neural pathways, then we're going to keep going back to that old programming. So if you're someone who's in that pivotal or crossroads of your life, we hear this all the time, but this is what it means to slow down. For example, in a moment where you're angry and you want to say something, slow down. Slow down. Maybe in that in between, the right response will come. You don't have to respond or react to everything right away. Okay? Our phones have taught us that also. Quickly, likes, comments, you know, DMs, even the text messages. For me personally, there's something so beautiful in a new romantic partnership when even if someone texts, if I'm in the energy of doing something, I'm not playing a game if I'm genuinely busy and in my frequency and then I respond. But in that moment of pausing, I was very in my intentional energy and therefore I can find, you know, the person for me. And with our phones, we've become this very fast-paced society. And also, you know, in the moments of whatever it is that you're going through, just slow down. I always tell my clients that I do energy work with also, because as you know, I am the CEO of the Divine PR, and I called it the Divine PR because I wanted to use my spiritual abilities to help my clients really understand and position themselves through a PR perspective, which is just my creative mind really operating. For me, that's how I really tied my soul and my human together. But for anyone listening, it's very, very important, even when, let's say you're listening to this podcast, perfect example. I don't know what it is you're doing. Maybe you're going for a morning walk, a run. Maybe you're just laying. Maybe you're in the car, whatever it is you're doing. I want you to bring awareness to how you move throughout the day. How fast do you go from room to room? How fast do you go from location to location? You left the house, you got in the car, from the car, you got to the destination, and you just went fast. And it's interesting how at the end of the day, we're always so tired. And I one time remember saying this to one of my clients. I said, is your human tired? Because sometimes if you really pay attention, it's not like you're human for the most part. Some of you are not doing actual hard labor to have that level of exhaustion. but you're still tired as though you did. And here is why I believe that is so. Because if you imagine and see your body as a tool, and your tool, your vehicle, is going from destination to destination, from room to room, and then there's spirit, who's the passenger, and he or she or it or whatever you want to call your spiritual being is following your vehicle. It wants to go with it, right? It's together. And your spirit's like, wait, human, the body's moving too quick, but it has to catch up because it's the passenger in the body. So by the time we lay down at night, spirit's like, whew, I had to keep up with this human all day. Right? So that's an interesting perspective, just something for you to think about. So if you're someone like me who was very fast paced, slow down, enjoy, you know, it, whatever it is that you're doing. And we've heard that over and over, but I really wanted to share my perspective of it in a gentle way and just as a reminder and through my experience. So I thank you again. And here's also a reminder that when you're done listening to this podcast, just don't click the next podcast right away. Don't put on the song. Don't jump to the next task. Take 5 minutes just to inhale, exhale, and process and integrate, you know, what you just heard and how it's going to help you navigate through your day. I thank you again for tuning in. And as always, I love you guys.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.